I'm David Nicholas, and this is Central Focus, a weekly look at research activity and innovative work from Central Michigan University students and faculty. Dr. David Patton is retiring at the end of July, ending his career in higher education, including the last 25 years at CMU. In 2001, he joined the university as an assistant professor in the Department of Geography. Turns out, he was just getting started. Now here's the fun part. Roles that you've had since then. Program Director, Department Chair, Senior Administrative Fellow, Interim Associate VP for Enrollment and Student Services, Acting Associate Dean and Assistant Dean for the College of Science and Engineering, Senior Vice Provost for Academic and Curricular Affairs.
That is correct.
That sums it up. All right. Well, you have been busy. We'll get back to some of the thoughts on that. It may seem like a tough thing to pin down to one, but just kind of in general, your fondest memories from teaching in the classroom.
Oh, my fondest memories teaching in the classroom. Yeah, I'll think back to the Hartwick brothers if they ever hear this. But I had two brothers that were both freshmen my first year here in 2001. And I ended up being their advisor and was with them until they graduated. And I always think of them, but they're kind of an example of the, one of the real pleasures was always getting to work with a student right from their first year and then seeing that transformation as they walk out as graduates 4 years later. Those were special moments.
Any of these transitions or roles that you took on over the years, one that was more of a challenge than another?
That's a good question. In some ways, it was the first one. It was being a department chair. You're very independent in a lot of ways as a faculty member. You run your classes, you run your research, you're doing all that. And then moving into the department as a chairperson, you have to shift your thinking and also just your role. And some of it's little, you know, where you're responsible as a faculty member to get all your stuff done, but now you're going to take on the department and you think you have to get all of that done too, which you can't. And so there's a learning process of how do you manage people and get everybody rowing in the same direction. And that was all new for me. And actually sort of full circle in my current position, I get to run the new chair's orientation and sort of that first year we have monthly luncheons where we talk about topics that might help them. But that was kind of interesting because I can hear from them some of the same concerns, some of the same things they're trying to find out that I did when I was starting it.
When we debate the pluses and minuses of technology, even though it's here to stay, that growing, you said you watch them grow and develop. How can you watch and someone grow and develop when they're on the other end?
Yeah.
Of a computer screen?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think it's one that we are still grappling with. How do you make the student experience as meaningful and as engaging through technology? And I think it's possible, and I think we have to keep working at it, but there is absolutely a tension there. And part of the tension is the value of it is you're providing access that if we don't offer it online, they don't have access. Whether it's CMU or somebody else, that you basically, this is what's allowing them to achieve that goal. So that's valuable, and that's important, and it is something that we should be doing, I believe. But we at the same time have to be asking that question that you just asked, well, how do we make that as good, as engaging as we can? And I think we can. I think there's programs that do outstanding jobs out of it. But I think it is something that we have to pay attention to. We have decades and decades and decades of experience of engaging in the traditional classroom. This is still fairly young, and I think we're still learning how to do it. So I don't know how to get us there entirely, but I think we have to keep asking that question.
You bring things to a close in all of these areas that you've worked with the university. We say job well done. Dave Patton and CMU, thanks and congratulate you on your retirement. And I certainly do appreciate the time you spent with us today.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to talk.